Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we're going to focus on Chapter 1 of Reality Transurfing, Steps 1 to 5. In this episode, we are going to tap into two of the most important concepts in reality transurfing, which are the Gardens Riddle and the Alternatives Space. Stay tuned. So far in this podcast, we've discussed and we've talked about different principles of reality transurfing. And all these principles, I've taken them from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zeeland. But now I would like to take like a different approach in this podcast, and I would like to start, you know, digging deeper into the concept. Recently, I've started to reread Reality Transurfing, and this is the fourth time I read the book, the big book, like Reality Transurfing Steps 1 to 5. This is the fourth time I read this book, and I'm telling you, like, every single time I read the book, it always blows my mind. There is so much to say, there are so many things, you know, that I really have to point out here, and I would really like you guys to understand every single of these concepts in, like, in a more in-depth way. I believe I made over 70 episodes with over 70 principles of reality transurfing so far in this podcast. All of these principles were taken from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zeeland. And I believe these principles are amazing tools to get you started with reality transurfing. But from now on, I would like to take a different approach towards reality transurfing. I would really like to just take a more in-depth approach towards reality transurfing. This is the fourth time I am reading this book, like the big one. This is over 700 pages of knowledge, of solid knowledge. And again, it always blows my mind away, all the many things you can learn from the book Reality Transurfing, just with a few concepts. If you apply just a few concepts of reality transurfing, you can change your life. Like, literally, that's what I did back in the day, back in 2016, when I started to read Reality Transurfing and I started to apply all this knowledge, all these concepts, my life is changed. But again, I'm not here to make you believe in my story or make you believe in reality transurfing. This is a way for me just to share the knowledge. Making these episodes is a way for me to share, you know, the knowledge that has changed my life forever. So without any further ado, in this episode, we're gonna focus on the first chapter of Reality Transurfing, Steps 1 to 5 from Baden Zeeland. There is like one main concept here I would like to address, and this is the alternatives space. I believe this is the fundamental concept of reality transurfing, the alternatives space. So this is the concept we're gonna be focusing on here in this podcast. So the alternative space, you know, the first thing you have to know in reality transurfing is about the alternative space. And this is like a place where any reality can take place, right? And everything depends on your choices. So one of the main concepts of reality transurfing is like, life is no coincidental. Life is what you choose, right? If you choose suffering, that's what you're gonna get. If you choose love, that's what you're gonna get. In some way or another, you get back what you give out. You understand that? And in this life, if you think about it, like, if you become really aware of what's going on in your surroundings, if you really become aware of your environment, everything happens for a reason. Everything, you know, follows the cause and effect principle. So, in reality transurfing, what we want to do is we want to choose what we want. And I like this analogy I just read from the first chapter of the book. Like, let's say you are in a new city. This is a big city. And you start appreciating the landscape, maybe, I don't know, the buildings or the landscapes, the lakes, the rivers, the bridges, whatever you're looking at, right? You are appreciating the scenery. You are seeing a beautiful building here. You're seeing like a beautiful flower there. And you're thinking, you know, this city is great. I love it. I would like to move in here. But then you reach to a part of the city where you ran into a homeless person, right? And he's sitting on the floor, you know, he's begging for, you know, for food or something. And if you think about it, you both are in the same area, in the same place, but you both are experiencing a different reality. You know, you're seeing, you know, the beautiful flowers, the amazing and stunning, you know, buildings and the different people, smiling people, people are happy and everything. And then this other person, this homeless person, he's watching reality in a complete different way. You know, he's seeing like the trash bin, you know, with full of trash. He's seeing like people are greedy. He's seeing like people with you know, with no feelings, with no empathy for homeless people, right? And you're taking these both sides. You know, reality, it's different from you both, right? In this case, from for you and for the homeless person. And as we move on with the different concepts and principles of transurfing, you will see that every single time, you know, where you focus your attention is where you place your energy. And you will see that when you're thinking about obstacles, when you're thinking about problems, you will see that life is going to give you back that very thing. Right, you're gonna get more obstacles, you're gonna get more problems. You're thinking about this problem, you know, this just happened to you, and you're thinking over and over and over, and you will see that, you know, because of this obstacle, you're gonna get more and more and more barriers, more problems and stuff like that. But you can always choose happiness. You can always pick happiness. You can always pick easiness. This is a very important concept in transurfing. But everything comes down to your approach. And the whole idea of reality transurfing is that in the alternative space, we got all the possible realities. First thing, the alternative space is infinite. It's infinite. So there is like a whole of different realities that you can find, you can encounter here in the alternative space. So the idea of transurfing is that managing your own destiny comes down to one single thing: making the choice. And here in transurfing shows you how to make that choice. So the way we interact with the alternative space is through our thought energy. Our thought energy transforms possible alternatives into physical reality. So later on in transurfing, in this podcast, we're gonna focus on different techniques, you know, very different principles and techniques you can use to manage your alternative space, to manipulate your alternative space. There is this concept in transurfing, and I don't wanna go too in depth on transurfing right now, since we are only approaching chapter one. But this is a concept you should understand in transurfing. You know, the way you interact with the alternative space is through thought energy, right? The way you think, the way you approach reality, it's gonna give you everything. Again, everything comes down to a choice. You are the one who makes the choice. If you think about it, that's amazing. You know, in a very general way, you are here now, in this specific place, in this specific time, in this specific house, with these specific people, because of past choices. Good news for you, if you're in a place where you just like you don't feel comfortable in, you can always change everything. You can always take a different road. You can always take a different choice. So again, next time you don't feel great about your current position, next time you don't feel like happy or fulfilled in your current reality, just change your choices. And the sole fact that you are now getting familiar with reality transurfing, that you are looking out for information, you are listening to this podcast, that gives me an idea that you want to change and you're committed to it. So everything comes down to choices, and people's thoughts have have a huge impact on a person's destiny as concrete actions do. So you cannot underestimate your thoughts. From now on, one of the ideas of transurfing is effortless. You're not gonna have to put in too much effort. You won't have to put in, you know, hours of meditations, of, you know, this deep work that you have to do in order for you to manifest, you know, your dream life. The whole idea of transurfing is that in the alternative space, if you are in the place where you don't like, you're not gonna change it, because that would be, you have to put in the effort, you have to work hard, you have to just really, it's gonna be hard. Instead, with transurfing, we step back and take a different approach. In transurfing, we go to a different side, to a different part, to a different area of the alternative space, and then we start building from there. It's gonna be much easier because we're moving to a different alternative space where our likings, where our wants, where our desires are already fulfilled. So it's effortless. Understand that. Transurfing, it's effortless, but you have to have a different approach. You have to have a different mentality when it comes to your reality, to your life, and everything comes down to your choices again. But the first concept here in this first episode, I really want you to grasp, it's the existence of the alternative space. Anything can be done in this world. You are perfect. And if you listen to this point in this podcast, you now know, you know, different principles of transurfing. Life is perfect. You are a child of God. You are everything. You deserve everything. Your worth is limitless. You can have anything in this life. You only have to change your perspective, to change your choices. And this is not a motivational speech, or like, I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to change your perspective. In life, coming down to transurfing means that you have to just change your thoughts, change your perspective. Now, when it comes to thought energy, you have to understand that this does not just spin around inside a person's head. Your energy, it's not inside, and it's not contained inside. It's not like stuck inside of your brain or inside of your body. So your energy, your thought energy, flows out into a space beyond the head and interacts with the wider energy field around us. So your energy interacts with your environment. All right, so the way you think, the way you approach stuff, is gonna have influence in your outer world. So again, in transurfing, it's not like you're gonna change your current reality. You're not gonna change your current reality. You're just gonna move through the alternative space, and you're going to pick out a reality that you want. And I will show you all the ideas, all the concepts throughout the podcast, but again, we're just gonna break down every single concept for you to understand how it works. The alternative space is a place where any reality is possible. And if you are now in this place, in this time, in this, like, whatever, it's because of your past decisions. Now, if you want to change your current reality, you can either fight or put in effort or really try hard to change your current reality. That's gonna take a lot of effort. Or you can take the other path around. You can just change, you know, move through the alternative space and change and pick a different reality where your, you know, dreams are already fulfilled. And that's possible with transurfing. It's not worth trying to change the script. It's far more effective to choose a different alternative more to your liking. You can choose happiness if you want to. Again, here, this concept of the alternative space is powerful, but this is the fundamental truth you have to grasp, you really have to understand if you want to understand transurfing. Transurfing can lead to stunning results. So reality is manifested in an infinite variety of forms that you know so far. So, but you can change those forms, you can change your reality, that's possible. And you can do that effortlessly. You will see as we go through different concepts of transurfing, as we go through different chapters of reality transurfing, that how you can change your reality effortlessly. So many people you see in this world, and you might have some personal experiences, but you can see people who struggle so much. Like they struggle every single day and they put in the effort and they work hard every single day in order for them to change their reality. Some people can get anywhere, can get nowhere in life by having this approach, you know, working hard, trying to change their reality. Some people die, you know, living a miserable life, you know, having achieved no results, no successes in their lives, having this approach, you know, of working hard and trying to work, trying to manipulate your reality from this standpoint. But if, again, if you use the alternative space, and we will know how to use the alternative space later on this podcast, you can just move your reality. And I try to just repeat this a lot of times so you understand it. So you understand it well. So you are going to move your reality, you're going to change your alternative space, and then you're going to have the reality you want. So this is the concept of alternative space. And this is the concept I wanted to touch on today. So in further episodes, we're going to tap into different concepts of reality transurfing. As we go through the whole book, through different chapters of the book, we're going to discuss different concepts, different ideas. And this, by being the fourth time I read Reality Transurfing, I really want to have like a very in-depth approach towards it, because it's life-changing. It's changed my life. I want it to change yours as well. So if you have any question here in Transurfing world, I would love to help you out. If you got any inquiry, by no means, again, I am a master at reality transurfing, but it has given me a lot in my life. My life has changed a lot thanks to reality transurfing, thanks to understanding the rules of this reality. All right, let me know what you think. And you can follow me on Instagram. If you have any question, you can follow me on my Instagram. I am in Instagram. I think my Instagram username is Dennis Stalling EC. Dennis Stalling EC. So you can follow me there and you can ask me any question. So nothing. Thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you have an amazing day. And I will see you next time with a new episode. Thank you so much again for listening, and bye-bye.